You are listening to Radio Adelaide Breakfast. My name is Morgan Burley and it is a pleasure to be with you this morning. It is just past 7:45. Now, earlier in the show, we discussed the same-sex marriage vote result with Caitlin Johnson from the Equality Campaign about their plans with moving forward. But how will the federal government move ahead with this information? Joining us now to discuss federal politics is Ben Eltham from independent journalist website New Matilda. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So who have been the winners and losers when it comes to federal parliament with this yes win?
Well, the winners, I think, are ordinary Australians who turned out in huge numbers to register a very positive and optimistic vote. The losers are the small band of Conservative MPs who tried to foist this survey onto Australia and who now really have to deal with the consequences.
So what will be the most likely next move from the PM?
Oh, the PM has decided that the bill that's been put up by Dean Smith, is a Liberal backbencher, will go. It's in the Senate already. And so that bill, which is a fairly simple bill to amend the Marriage Act, will make its way through the Senate and come to the House of Representatives probably next week.
Given the past on this topic with the federal government, do you think it's realistic of a goal to have this all legalised and finished before Christmas?
Absolutely. It's very realistic. Whether the government actually can do it or not, I think it really is probably even out of the hands of the government because this is a parliamentary issue and the numbers would be such, I think, that members of the Liberal Party and, of course, all of the Greens and Labor will vote for marriage equality, and so I think it will just be a small band of Conservatives who hold out and vote no.
So what can you tell us about the rival Conservative bills being put forward? Are any of them likely to gain traction?
There has been a rival Conservative bill put forward by Senator James Patterson, right-wing Liberal from Victoria. That's already died. He's decided to withdraw it, and I think for good reason, because it was clearly unpopular, and it also had clauses in it that were discriminatory. In fact, some of them were would seem to have introduced new amendments that would actually, basically entrench the ability of people to discriminate against the LGBTIQ community. So after very, very strong criticism, Patterson has withdrawn that bill. So at the moment, we only have the Dean Smith bill going forward, and I think that will be passed quite quickly.
I'm speaking with Ben Eltham from New Matilda about the big issues in federal politics. Now, moving on from the same-sex marriage vote, the citizenship saga continues on, with Jackie Lambie having resigned and a potential replacement for Fiona Nash has been ruled ineligible. How has the dual citizenship fiasco affected Parliament?
Oh, it's been tremendously important. I mean, you know, even though ordinary people must scratch their heads and wonder what the hell's going on in Canberra, for the politicians involved, of course, it's very serious because many of them have been ruled ineligible and have had to resign. The latest person to do that has been Jackie Lambie. It's going to keep rolling on and on, unfortunately, because, as we know, there are a lot of MPs who haven't done their homework, and it's almost certain that some Labor MPs will be caught up in the scandal. And so what's going to happen is that Labor and the government have agreed to a process, if you like. So everyone's going to try and put their cards on the table. Everyone's going to announce all of their citizenship information in December, and the hope is that this will clear it up once and for all.
Now, Nash's replacement, Holly Hughes, was ineligible for a different reason, wasn't she?
That's right. Yeah, she was ineligible because it was still Section 44, but a different part of Section 44, which is the doomsday clause of the Constitution at the moment. She had been given a job as a federal judge, essentially, on the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. And one of the clauses of Section 44 says that you can't have a job with the Commonwealth and then be a member of Parliament. And so, unfortunately, because that had happened after the election, for no fault of her own, she's been ruled ineligible.
What will come of the threats from each side to refer others to the High Court?
Well, I think there will be plenty of referrals, actually. because it's clear that some more members will be caught up in this, and the government is obviously itching to refer Labor members to the High Court, because no Labor members have so far had to resign, and you know, the government meanwhile has lost plenty of senators and MPs, including the Deputy Prime Minister. So I think there's every incentive for the government to refer people to the High Court. And, you know, this is part of the process. I think we do need to vet all of the MPs, and probably we need to actually have a referendum down the track, because we're a multicultural nation, and I believe that people should have dual citizenship and be allowed to sit in our parliament.
Can we expect any issues when it comes to the next election?
It will be an issue, I think, coming to the next election, because until there's a referendum, this will affect any MP that has any trace of doubt about their citizenship status. So that's really the issue. You know, obviously, anyone nominating for Parliament from now on will have to very, very carefully look at their background and make sure that they've taken all the steps to renounce citizenship of other countries. And that's the problem for a lot of these MPs whose parents were British. They just didn't take any steps to renounce their citizenship, and so the High Court has ruled them ineligible.
Well, we'll have to keep watch and see what happens then.
Yes, I mean, I think it's a rolling problem for Malcolm Turnbull, and if we move aside from the constitutional issues to the political issues, it's tremendously destabilising. So the Turnbull government is currently without a parliamentary majority, having lost Barnaby Joyce and John Alexander. And, you know, Malcolm Turnbull's leadership has been tremendously weakened. He's already got a few troubles of his own, behind in the opinion polls and not very popular with his own party. So, you know, the scandal is it's been very, very damaging for Malcolm Turnbull and his leadership. And he'd be praying for the summer break, I think, to try and reset.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Ben Eltham there from New Matilda. You can read those stories and more at newmatilda.com.